And all men did marvel. And when Jesus was passed over again by the ship unto the other side, in verse 21 of Mark chapter 5, much people gathered unto him when he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. And I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. That stuck my heart right there. Having two daughters myself, no doubt she had been sick a while. I don't know how long she had been sick, but no doubt she had been sick a little while. And he went out and heard of a man named Jesus, and he went looking for him. I was going to try to work this up a little better, but I ain't got no notes on this. But it's been on my heart all day. Children are they're awful special. And I don't know about you, but when Mark, when we was growing up, Mark was always getting stitches. I mean, we got hurt bad. There was a sister told my mom one time, said, you'll never raise those boys. They'll never live to be adult men. And you know why she was saying that? Because my right arm was in a cast. I was in a cast. And Mark, on a Saturday morning, I can just remember it just as plain as day. And we was little guys. But he wanted to fix some Nestle Quick, ma'am. Oh, you remember that? Oh, we lived back at Long Lane, about a quarter, half a mile lane, way back in the hills. And we lived back at Long Lane on Streeby Road. And Mark decided he was going to make that chocolate milk himself. And he got up in that cabinet, and that drawer was pulled out about 6 inches. And he climbed up on holding that cabinet to try to climb up on that countertop. And he pulled that whole metal cabinet down. And when it started coming down, he started falling too. And his head landed in that open drawer. And that cabinet fell right down on the back of his head. And he's still carrying a scar about 3 inches wide tonight. I can remember that. And the doctor told Mom and Dad, I remember Mamma Barker sitting in the car with me. She said, honey, we just about lost your brother. The doctor said just about another quarter inch. Or maybe an eighth of an inch. And it would have went into Mark's brain and killed him. But that lady told my mom, as she seen us coming to church with Mom, here I was in a cast, Mark's head all bandaged up, said, Gene, you'll never raise those boys. You'll never raise them. We were always getting hurt. I was always breaking an arm. Mark was always getting stitches. I remember we walked down that Streeby Road lane one day, walking over to Mamma Barker's store. Mark stepped on an open pop bottle and sliced his foot open. I'm not trying to just tell you everything happened bad to us, but I can see. I remember so many times Dad would say, boys, I wish it was me. I remember one time, there I was a swinging on the swing set, and I thought, well, I'll just go ahead and jump out. Well, I did it all right. Also broke my arm. One of my arms been broke twice. The other arm's been broke once. Dad said, boys, said, I wish so many times it happened to me. He hated seeing his children hurt. And oh, glory to God. Beck and Leanne, I remember Leanne, I was right up here in church one night. Norma had been at her sister's house, and she was running late, and I knew something was going on, but I didn't know what was wrong. And Mark, sure enough, my little sister-in-law's dog, that chow she had, Leanne went to grab a hold of it, and that chow grabbed a hold of her ear, tore that ear down. And I thought, Lord, when they came in and she told me that news, the sister that came in with my wife, she's back there praying for me, said she knew I was going to get upset. But there's so many times I wish I could have took the pain. And you know, if Jairus could have took the sickness and he could have took the illness, he would have. But he said, I'll do everything I can for my little girl. Oh, glory to God. That's the way I am. When my girls get hurt, when they get sick, oh, I would rather take it. I'd rather take it. I'd rather take it. And you would too. Glory to God. This was a man. He was determined everything he could. He was going to get help for his little girl. And Jesus went with him. He said, if you'll just come and lay your hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. He had faith. He had faith. And Jesus went with him. And much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. Oh, and he had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. Oh, glory to God. Here she was. And when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. You know what she done? He was on a mission, Jesus was, to heal Jairus' daughter. Her daughter was nigh towards death. And Jairus had the faith. And Jairus come upon Jesus. And he asked him, oh, glory to God, I don't know about you, but when I know the Lord's in the service, I'm not ashamed to cry out. I'm not ashamed to ask. I'm not ashamed. Oh, we went Friday night over to Salem, Kentucky, outside of Salem, and heard a youth choir sing, Brother George Davis Jr.'s choir from Missouri. And the Holy Ghost got the moving. I meant the power of God got the moving in that place. And I was a preacher. Oh, glory to God. And I wasn't asked to do much. But they recognized me as being one of the preachers. But when the Lord come by, I was poor and needy as everybody else. And I wasn't crying out, God, I need help. Jesus, I need a touch. Oh, glory to God. I'm not ashamed. There's a lot of people that are never willing to open up their mouth and cry unto the Lord when he comes by. Well, she had an issue of blood, didn't she? That's a bad thing. Now, what's worse about it, she's like a lot of people. As I got up last night, I was thinking about so many people I know. Oh, they've tried everything. They've put their money in everything. And still they're not satisfied. Still they're not no better. In fact, they're getting worse. Glory to God. But she made her mind up and she pressed through the crowd. When you're weak with sickness and when you've got an issue of blood and you're weak, it takes a little bit of effort. You know what she done? Her spirit was willing, but she knew her flesh was weak. But she overcame the flesh and she pressed on in anyway. Glory to God. I know Jesus was doing a work here for Jairus. But she said, I'm going to get to the master anyway and get a little bit of help. Well, that's what we got to do sometimes. I don't know about you all, but I know the Lord's come down sometimes to touch and heal other people. But why he's there, I've reached out to him myself and said, God, I need help. I need some strength. I need some encouragement. We need to reach out to the Lord tonight. We need to call upon him when he comes by. If it needs be, we need to press on through. Press on in if it needs be. We need to press on. Glory to God. I begin to think about it. I'm just preaching off the cuff, but oh, the Lord ain't done that to me too many times. But and I'll preach this, Lord willing, as God helps me. But I woke up and it was over and over in my mind. He was doing a work for Jairus. But the woman, no doubt she was in town and she had just seen a specialist and she had spent just about every money that she had and she was walking down, no doubt discouraged. Glory to God. But you know what? Jesus come passing by and she heard what good news had been done, how he'd been healing people, and she made her mind up. Said, if I but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood, in verse 29, was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Who touched my clothes? They was talking. I was working, been doing a little bit of work back up for Brother Ray. He's trying to get that building in shape. And I had on the radio and they were talking about President Clinton asking the people in South in Africa, wherever he was, to stand back. They said probably the biggest crowd he's ever come to see, President Clinton. And he was asking them to stand back and push back a little bit, to give him a little bit more room. And there's people, I've talked to people that when I was delivering on that route down in Kentucky, and there were some Catholics down there, and the Pope was coming to America, and I was talking to him. I said, those people stood in the rain and the storms. What was it? They were hoping to get a glimpse of the Pope. They were hoping if they got close enough to be able to touch his garment. Mark stood up in Cleveland for how many hours, Mark? 5 or 6 hours to see President Reagan. Glory to God. Brothers and sisters, oh, glory to God. We're talking about Jesus Christ. We're talking about a man that can turn our life around. I don't know about you, but so many times I marvel when I get down to pray. I had no desire to come to the highway holders. I had no reason need to come to the highway of holiness. But just one night, we just out of a spur of the moment said, we're going. I didn't know Lois had been praying. I didn't know some of you others had been praying. But God did. And God knew how to bring us where we could hear the gospel of Jesus and hear of His love for sinners. All glory to God. It marvels and it amazes me how God brings us together. God knew what He was doing here. Jesus knew He'd be walking by that way. He knew there'd be a widow, a woman there. Be a widow, a woman there. Glory to God. Help my words. He knew there'd be a woman there with an issue of blood. But what amazed me was that she pressed and made her mind up. I've heard people tell me if they just get in, we'll have service. I thought, well, I'm really kind of doing everything I know to do without getting out of order. And I do believe in decency and order. And there has been a few times, I hate to say it, Brother Johnson, and this may be one of them, but I wish I'd never got up. But I'll be obedient and preach what God told me to preach. But you know what? I can't be you and you can't be me. But what's wrong? The devil's out there trying to destroy us, trying to take us down, trying to get our mind on everything else. What is it? We're pressed about on every side. All glory to God, there's hindered spirits here tonight. It would be nothing better for them to see us go away discouraged. But if you'll make your mind up and overcome that flesh and press in till you touch God, we can go home from here tonight saying it was good to be in the house of God. There's been times I'm wanting to feel God so much that I'm afraid I got overzealous. And I know we got to have the Word. And I've gained and grown from God's Word. But I hunger for the Spirit and the touch and the moving of God. I don't say this hateful, but I say it with an honest heart. I went to Brother George Davis Jr. And man, did they ever sing. But not only did they sing, Brother Burns, but they had the anointing and the Holy Ghost came in and we felt Jesus pass by and people got helped and I got helped and it was worth the hour, half an hour, 45 minute drive over there. It was worth it because we got touched by God. And we can spend our money on a lot of things. They're advertising a whole bunch of gospel things and I'm not against those. Brothers and sisters, when it's a show, it's a show. And I want a move of God. I want to be able to feel God's presence. I want to be able to be touched. And I want to know that God's in the house. And I want to know when I see the Holy Ghost moving like He done the last time we was here on one of the services. Brother Collins was singing. Wouldn't take nothing from a journey now. I'd never seen nobody start shouting on that song. But I did just 2 weeks ago. You know why? Because the Holy Ghost come down. And people realized, glory to God, it was worth pressing in and touching Jesus as He passed by. Glory to God. Jesus turned about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And the disciples said unto Him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? Who touched me? And He looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before Him and told Him all the truth. And He said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Glory to God, there's the miracle. But there's another miracle that He's on His way to do. And while He yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? Here I am. One of my girls is sick. And if we got in a traffic jam out there on the highway, knowing that if I could have just got her to where they could get some help to her, because all the press and all the distractions, they wasn't able to make it, and they bring back word to me that she's dead, what would you feel like? What would Jairus feel like? Here he was, he had found Jesus, He had faith believing if I could just get him to my house, he'd lay his hands on her, she'd be healed, she'd be made whole. But what happened? Because the little woman that had an issue of blood pressed forth till she touched Jesus, she disturbed what the master was going to do. But the Lord loves everybody. She was as much as need as Jairus was. That's what I like about the Lord. You may have a problem tonight that you feel is so big it looks like a mountain to you. And I may have one too. But the Lord can come by. He can answer my prayer. He can answer your prayer. He can touch your infirmity. Oh, glory to God, He can save your backslidden son. Glory to God, He can do it all in one service. Because we're all His children. Here it was, that little girl had been told she's dead, laying at home. But I like this. He said this. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, verse 36, He saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. Oh, glory to God, that's faith. That's faith. That's when you have to look past the natural and say, it's in your hands, Lord. It's in your hands. It's in your hands. There's been so many times my faith's been getting strengthened because there's so many times that I don't know how God's going to work things out. I don't know how God's going to touch that one heart that we're praying for, but we lay it over in His hands. Glory to God. Just believing that God, all things work together for good. Glory to God. And He suffered no man to follow Him. Verse 37, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. Verse 40, but they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entereth in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand, and saith unto her, Talitha Kumai, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12. And they were astonished with great astonishment. I'm going to end right there. We have a lot of needs tonight, but last night and this, glory to God, I need to pray more on this message, but I'll preach it again. But last night, some of you just came in, I couldn't sleep. At about 2 o'clock, I was there to see Mom. She just had that elbow surgery and was talking to Mom. She couldn't sleep much. I got up and talked to her, and I got down and started praying, and the Lord spoke to me on this. I got up and started reading, and God started speaking to me. Here was a man that sought Jesus out, heard the good news, and came to the church. You might as well say, that's the way we was. We had no idea what all lied here. We just had something in our heart start stirring us, and we came to hear the gospel preached. And when we heard it preached, we responded. But then, on the way, after Jesus and Jairus made contact, on the way the little woman with the issue of blood came along and interrupted that travel, and the Lord healed her. And then after that, because of that delay, the little girl died. But Jesus went on anyway, and the Lord began to deal with my heart. Here's the thing tonight. I'm not telling you to be out of order, but brothers and sisters, we need to push past the flesh, and we need to get our mind in one accord, and we need to press in, and we need to touch Jesus tonight. Oh, I was coming out of Paducah, and I have a CB, and I was listening to how the weather, the traffic was, and trying to hear somehow the weather was back towards the east also. And I was on WK Highway heading east. Glory to God. And an old truck driver's on there telling him about how he was going to be on his way and hope to be there the next morning early enough to get a few hours sleep before he could unload in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Well, I got up the next morning and they told all the bad things that happened to those little children. Glory to God. Where they shot their friends and where they had shot that one teacher out there in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Oh, glory to God. Brothers and sisters, we don't know what tomorrow holds, but we need Jesus. We need Jesus, and we need to get a hold of Him when He's near. I need God to...